Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. It seems like I've been saying that for many years, and God still has us moving forward, and it is a blessing to be together. Amen. I love what Romans says, when we are connected, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Amen. And I know that you love the Lord. Thank you for sending. For those of you who are online, listening by computer, if you'd like to call in and ask questions, we are interactive. What does that mean? You can call in. You can ask questions at any time. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. You can also be connected on our Zoom, and when you, we call it a face-to-face interaction. And the Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the password for that is Psalm 23, capital P-S-A-L-M 23. If you'd like to dial in on Zoom, you can do that as well. Okay, the dial-in number is 309-205-3325. That's 309-205-3325. And once you're prompted, you would dial, put in the numbers 505-563-6808, and you can be connected. And at the end of this message, you can also go into our archives and listen to this message again. You can go into your computer and you would type in Blog Talk Radio. And once you type in Blog Talk Radio, then you would type in We Can Begin Again. Amen. That's Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
We Can Begin Again. And it will take you directly to our website, and you can listen to this message or any of the other messages. We've had some dynamic speakers that have been on. Amen. That will be a blessing to your spirit. Amen. I pray that God will bless this message this evening as we move forward. As we get started, we have Mother Gloria from Calling to Me Ministry. She will be praying for the first of every month. Amen. So I'm going to call Mother Gloria, and you can always tell Mother Gloria she has what's called, what I call a contagious laugh. Amen. She has a contagious laugh. She is laughing in season as well as out of season. She could be hurting and still laughing. Amen. That's when you give God glory. Amen.
Yes.
Right now, Mother Gloria, how are you?
Oh, I am blessed this evening. I'm excited about praying just for a few minutes to encourage the people of God to just say to them what God has given me to say this evening. Yes, I'm excited. I am excited. Praise God.
Brother Gloria, we're going to turn it on over to you. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Good evening to everyone. Good evening to Dr. John Clay, co-pastor of the Call Unto Me Ministry, and First Lady Suze Ann of the Call Unto Me Ministry. It has been my privilege to come forth very quickly and pray for the body of Christ. And tonight the Holy Spirit just want me to say, hold on tonight to all of those that are listening tonight, no matter what you're going through. So let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, our God, first of all, God, I ask that you search me. If you find anything, God, that will hinder this prayer, I ask you to forgive me in Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I come on behalf of your people tonight, all of those that are listening tonight from every household, every state, every city, God, to you want them to know to hold on no matter what you're going through, God. We're praying tonight for families, God, that you encourage those that are going through family situations, God. Tonight we're praying for those that might have health situations, God, that you would let them know I'm still healing in the name of Jesus, because the word of God says by your stripes they're already healed. If somebody is down tonight, you want to lift them up by the word that's going to go forth tonight by co-pastor Clay, that's going to bring a word tonight to the lift up every heart, God. Don't let anyone leave like they came. I thank you, God, that you are ever present, God, in the time of trouble. No matter what we're going through, God, you're always there, God. So lift every heart, every spirit tonight, God, whatever they're going through. And God, even in the midst of what they might be going through, I pray, God, that they will look to the hill from whence cometh our help, because we realize that all our help comes from you, Heavenly Father. So, God, as I bring this prayer to a close, I thank you, God, that you allow me to pray for your people tonight, for every heart, every concern that's on the line tonight, God, that whatever they're going through, they won't leave like they came because of the word that's going to be preached and teach tonight. So God bless our co-pastor Clay as he come forth. I thank you for the opportunity just to pray for your people. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. And you know how I roll. Let's give God some praise, and then I'm going to be out of the way. Let's give God some praise right now. Because praise go up, blessings come down. You got to praise your way through. You got to thank God in the midst of what you're going through, because he's always there. And he wants you to praise your way through. Hallelujah. Because there's nothing he don't bring you to that he won't bring you through. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Woo, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we move into our scripture for this evening, we are coming from 2 Corinthians 13, 2 Corinthians 13, 5 through 11. And as we go through this word, it would read as such. And as we go through the word, I am going to do a textual biblical response, where we're going to just look at the scripture and just try to interpret what the Apostle Paul is saying at this time. Starting at verse 5, it says, examine yourself and see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do not realize that Christ is in you unless, of course, you fail the test. And then it goes on and says, and I trust that you will discover that you will have not failed the test. 7, now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong, not so that the people will see that we have stood the test, but so that you will do what is right, even though we may seem to have failed. 8, for we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. Verse 9, we are glad whenever we are weak, but you are strong, and our prayer is that you may be fully restored. Verse 10, this is why I write these things when I am absent, that when I come, I may have to be harsh in my use of authority. The authority the Lord gave me for building you up, not for tearing you down. And 11, finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for fruition. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. And as we start off our scripture, we start off and it says, and Paul is writing this letter to the church, and it says, examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself and do not realize that Christ is in you, unless, of course, you fail to test. Apostle Paul is presenting, he is saying that we should direct our examination. Always examine ourselves. We have someone who is, it sounds like you are moving some things. If you could mute your mic, and only when you get ready to share a word, then you can unmute your mic. But someone's, I don't know if it's pots or pans or whatever's going on, if you could just mute your mic. Please, man, please, sir. Thank you so much for the word to go forth clearly. Amen. Thank you so much. And again, as we look at 5 and it talks about examining yourself, you know, that you should direct your examination to your own self. And what Apostle Paul is letting us know here is that we should always examine ourselves. We should always examine ourselves, and that's on a daily basis. Always examine yourself to determine where your faith lies, Where are you? Are you still fully embracing Christ, or have you or I or the body of Christ, have you become tempted and lost your way and lost your way? And that's what Apostle Paul says, examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Are you still in the faith? Are you still fully, fully sold out for Christ? And see, so because we're in the world and not of the world, oftentimes we are going through challenges. We're going through situational things, or maybe on a job and so on and so forth. And then we tend to lose our faith, or we lose hope because some things happen and it takes our mind off of Christ, and we begin to start to focus on worldly things. How am I going to do this? How is this going to work out? Am I going to get it? You know, am I going to receive it? Am I going to? And we take our mind off of focusing on the faith of believing that God is going to work on our behalf no matter what. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Things that we hope for and the evidence of things unseen. God is always working on our behalf. No matter what you're going through, my brother, my sister, God is always working for the good. He's always working for the good. He's always doing things for us, and we don't have to see it. God doesn't have to put it in front of us, but things are happening in our lives on a daily basis. Even minute by minute, God is doing things in our lives, and he's constantly working for you and I. But sometimes we don't see that. And because of our human nature, because of the flesh, we have to see things. We have to have it in our hands to know that something is working on our behalf. When it's given to us, we can visually see it, then we're okay. But when we can't see it, where does our faith lie? Do we fall short of our thinking? Do we fall short of our testimony? Do we fall short of our faith? And that's what Paul is saying. Always examine yourself day by day. Examine yourself to see where you are, to make sure that you're still standing on that foundation of the Word of God, to make sure that you're not thinking and don't realize it. And he says here, and again, he says, examine yourselves to make proof of your child, of your trial or the temptation. To make proof. When you examine yourself, then it brings you and I to the realization of knowing that when we may be falling short, when we may be challenged with situations that our mind may, we may have lost our vision. We may have lost something, and we can go back to it. You know, God, forgive me for what I said to that person that was in line. Lord, forgive me for that person that cut me off on the road when I was going home, and I didn't have things to say. I didn't believe that you were going to work on my behalf. Forgive me. And there comes a time that we have to examine ourselves and constantly go to the throne of grace to ask for forgiveness. We have to be reminded that we are of one mind. We are of one mind. And what is that one mind? That mind is of Christ. We all sin and fall short from the glory of God. So because we all sin, I said all. We all sin. No one can escape that. We all sin and fall short from the glory of God. So we always have to make sure that we are in a right relationship with Christ. We have to make sure that our faith isn't stumbling, that we're not stumbling as we're going forward. We may be talking the good talk, but do we believe it? Is our faith still standing on a solid foundation? And Apostle Paul is demanding them to always examine themselves to make sure you're still in that right relationship with Christ. And then it goes on to six. It says, and trust that you will discover that you have not failed the test.
Come on, preacher.
Trust that you will discover that you have not failed the test. If God is for me, then who can be against me? If God is for you, who can be against you? And if God is for you, how can you fail? If God is walking with you through that surgery, how can you not come out victorious? If you have been sick, or if you are going through some challenges that's above and beyond your imagination, why would you believe that God is going to leave you at a time like that?
Come on, come out.
How would you ever believe that God is not going to be for you? He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And what Paul is saying here is trust. Trust. That's a huge word that we have to pay attention to. Trust and believe. Trust and believe, and you will discover that you haven't failed the test. Even though you may have done something wrong that may not have you living up to your Christian perspective in the sight of others, we can always go to God and ask for forgiveness. And be
assured
that God is always going to be there for you. He's always going to be there for me. Believe it. Trust it. And believe. Trust is hard. Trust is hard. But once you trust, you know, my brothers and my sisters, the word says, taste and see and know that I am good. I dare you, if you have not tried to trust the living God that we talk about, if you have not given God a chance, trust it. And I guarantee you, you're going to find that he is good. You're going to find that he is good, not just some of the time, but all of the time. Trust and believe, and then you will discover that you have not failed the test. The enemy has you thinking that you failed the test. The enemy has you thinking that you're not good enough. The enemy has you thinking that you're not worthy, but I'm here to tell you that you cannot fail in Christ. You cannot fail in Christ. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, is telling them at this point, trust. And you will discover that you have not failed the test. See, my brothers and sisters, when we go above and beyond trusting and believing, it might not work out in that situation you may be in. Sure, it may be a little dark and dim, but God will come and shed some light on it in his own time. Trust and believe that it's going to happen. Trust and believe that it's going to turn out good. Trust and believe that it's going to work out. It's going to work out for the good, for your behalf, because God, he's not against you. He is for you. And Apostle Paul is here implying that we must, if we're going to be in the Spirit, we have to test the Spirit. And how do we test the Spirit? By our faith. By our faith. God looks at our heart. He knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows what we don't even know. God can see our heart. And I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, you cannot fail if you trust in God, if you trust him. Yes, you are worthy. Yes, you are worthy. Sure, your life may not have been the best. Sure, you may have been caught up on some things that the world looks at and shuns on. But God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. Once you turn your life over to Christ, be assured that you'll never be the same. Be assured that your life is going to be for the better. Be assured that what was bad is going to turn into the good. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. And what I believe here is what happens is some of the people, that they begin to start to lose their faith. They begin to start to lose their faith, and they begin to start to waddle a thing that was not of Christ, was not of God. And once you waddle in the mire, I guarantee you, it's hard to get out. Once you waddle, listen, get caught up in situations, it's like sin. It's okay for a minute. Let me take you back to you who took that first smoke of a cigarette. You started coughing like crazy. Coughing. Your body was telling you, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't take another puff. But you know what? That flesh said, I'm liking this. I'm liking this. And all of a sudden it's another puff. And it's another puff. And before you know it, you're smoking a pack a day. No, I'm not talking to you, my sister. But before you know it, you're smoking a pack a day and not even thinking about it. You're not coughing no more. Right now, that taste is good to you. Why is it good to you? Because you want to know. And I'm telling you, change your taste first. By God. By Christ. That's why he said, taste and know that I'm good. Because once you had of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then you began to start to understand what goodness really is, what good is all about. Then you began to start to understand the fullness of God. Then you began to start to feel the fullness of God. Then you began to start to understand that, listen, I can't fail. If God is for me, who can be against me? I can't fail. You're taking that test. And you have doubts. I'm telling you, my brothers, my sisters, prepare for it and make sure that as you go through it that you're praying all the way. Keep God right beside you. Keep praying all the way. Keep thinking of good things. Keep thinking of pleasant things. Keep thinking of pleasing things. Keep your mind registered on the goodness that God has shown you. And when your mind begins to start to focus on the goodness, listen, then glory begins to come in. Glory steps in and says, now it's time for me to take over. Now it's time for me to do my thing. Glory to the name of Jesus. Now it's time for me to show you everything that you've been standing on is real, that you believe in is real about me. Just because you can't feel me, I'm with you. I'm with you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens up and lets me in, I will come in and sup with you and you with me. That's an invitation for Christ. That's an invitation for you. Open up your heart. Let him in. And once you let him in, my brother, my sister, you will realize what we're talking about, that you can't fail the test. And then we go on to 7. It says, and now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong. Uh-oh, there's that flesh coming in. And now we pray to God that you don't do anything wrong, not so that people will see you have stood the test, but so that you will do what's right, even though we may seem to have failed. Have you ever noticed that sometimes the world, when we begin to start to fail at something, we begin to start, our language began to change. Our mindset begins to change. Our attitude begins to change. With something we've gone through and we fail. And you have that person over there who's watching you, who's watching me as we're going through the process. I wish that I could have the faith that my sister has. I wish that I could have that same faith that my brother has. and you feel something, and all of a sudden you change. And that's what Paul is saying here. He's saying that do not act like you failed. Don't act like you failed. Don't act like the world. Don't let the world see you crumbling. Because when they see you crumbling, they don't have a chance. Oh, my goodness. My sister has been going to church for all this time, and they're going through this. I can't do it. There's no way I can do it because I'm not as strong as he is. I'm not as strong as she is. And they began to start to change their attitude. They began to start to change their thinking. They began to start to change. Why? Because they feel that they don't have a chance. They see you sinking, and they feel that they're not going to make it. Example that we said, that's the standard that God has put on us. People see you, and when they see you, they don't see you in the flesh. They don't see you in the flesh. They see you in the spirit because of the way you talk, but because of the way you walk, because of the testimonies that you give, because of the way you're always laughing, always smiling, just because of who you are in Christ. That's what they see. They see a light coming from you, a beam of light coming from you. And they're saying, I want that light. I want some of it. I want to be able to see better. I want my life to be clearer. I want some of it. And that's why Paul is saying here, so that people may see that you have not stood the test, but so that they will see what is right, even though we may seem to have failed. Another person might look and it appears that we have failed, but in our spirit, in our God-given spirit, we know that we're walking victoriously. And when we know that we're walking victoriously, we come out. We come out shining. We come out feeling better. We come out looking better. We come out walking better, more pep in our step, more stride in our glide.
Come on.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And you know what? I love it is because that we are all a body in Christ. And that's what Paul is saying. We are all a body in Christ. We're all together. We're all uniquely made. We're all uniquely fitted. God is doing a new thing every day. Every day. And Paul wants to remind us. He wants to remind us of who we are and who we belong to. Of who you are and who you belong to. You belong to a God of the Most High. I heard a praise testimony earlier. That's the God that we belong to. That's the God that we come here to hear about. That's the God who comes in our lives to encourage you and I. That's the God that's able to wake us up in the morning. That's the God that keeps us going strong, even though we don't feel like it. That's the God I'm talking about. That's the God Paul is talking about. How we express ourselves, even when others think we are failing. Even when others think we are failing. How you and I express ourselves. We don't act like the world. The world. Some people in the world may feel they failed. To you and I, we have not failed. How can we fail? But we've got God on our side. How can you fail when you've got God on your side? How can you fail when you're standing on the promises of God? How can you fail? cannot. We cannot. We cannot. And then as we go on, Apostle Paul says in verse 8, for we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. We can't do anything against the truth. And what is that saying? Paul is saying here, don't straddle the fence. Either you're for him or you're against him. If you're for him, then you can't do anything against the truth, against the word of God, because it has, listen, it has become a part of you and I. It has become a part of our DNA. We can't do anything against it, because if we choose to do what's not right, there's a whole thing that your mind will beat you up. Please mute your mic. Please mute your mic. Please mute your mic. Your mind will beat you up because you know in your mind that it wasn't right. That it wasn't right. You know in your spirit that it wasn't right. And Paul is saying here that if you are in Christ, that you can't do anything against the truth. You can't do anything against it. The only thing we can do is do for the truth, always working on behalf of God, always working on behalf of Christ, walking and moving and breathing for Christ. We are a living being, walking every day for Christ. You and us. You and us. My goodness. God is so good to you and I. He's so good that he chose to give his only begotten son for you and I, so that we might have this time together. So that we can fellowship together for you and I. And we're living by that standard. We can't go against the word of God and feel good about it. That's what Paul is saying. When you're in Christ, you're a new creature. You're new. The old has passed and the new has begun. You are a new person. You can't do what you used to do. Even if you try, it wouldn't feel right. You can't go back. The word of God says that we are to hold on to the plow as we move forward, not looking back. Because anyone that looks back is not good for the kingdom. We are pressing forward. Looking at what, well, listen, God is doing a new thing. What does that mean by new? That means it's in front of you. Not behind you. It's in front of you. Keep pressing forward. Keep doing what God has called you to do. Keep living and breathing and know that it's not on your own. Keep doing and being who God has made you to be. Hallelujah. Verse 9. We are glad whenever we are weak, but you are strong. Our prayer is that you may be fully restored. Talking to, he's telling them, he's telling the church that when you are weak, go to God, go to Christ. When you are weak, submit yourself to Christ. And when you submit yourself to Christ, then he will restore you. He will give you strength. Because our strength is not in you and I, it's in Christ. And when we go to Christ, when we go to God, when we go to God in truth, that he will restore you and I. He will give us the strength that we need. We become strong in Christ, not in the flesh. We become strong in the spirit. That spirit man becomes stronger. Why? Because we have gone to the one who has all the power. We have gone to the one who is the Alpha and the Omega. We've submitted ourselves to the one who said, I am that I am. We've submitted ourselves. And once we go to the throne of grace and submit our prayers to God, he's the one that makes you and I strong. He's the one that restores our strength, even in our weakness, even in our weakest moments. My brother, my sister, I may be talking to you, even in your weakest moment. Keep going to God. Keep knocking, and I guarantee you, God will come on your behalf. I guarantee you. You can't fail. You can't fail. You can't fail in Christ. Verse 10, this is why I write these things, Apostle Paul says. I write these things because when I am absent and when I come, I may have to be harsh in my use of authority. The authority the Lord gave me for building you up, not for tearing you down. The authority of Christ. Sometimes we have to be reprimanded. Sometimes we have to be reprimanded. To make sure that we stay on the right path. I can remember my mama reprimanding me when I was on the wrong path. And to this day, that's what made me who I am. Because she loved me enough to not to let me go astray, to not to let me fall totally off. And that's what God does to you and I. That's what Apostle Paul is saying here. That I may have to come to you. And you know, my brother, my sister, I may have to tell you some things that you might not want to hear. I might have to be harsh in using my authority, which has been given to me by God. That's what Paul is saying here. I may have to be harsh to you, because, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to give it to you just like it is. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you what God has told me. So Apostle Paul is saying here that I may have to be harsh in the use of my authority. The authority is the word of God. The authority the Lord gave me for building you up. And that's what it's all about, to build you up. Maybe God wants to take you to another level. Maybe God wants to take you higher, and you just can't see it. Maybe God has something for you that you just are missing. And somebody comes and speaks into your life just to remind you of what you're doing and what they hear. Keep your ears open. Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. Because if you fall asleep, you might miss a greater blessing. You might miss a greater blessing. Don't fall asleep. Stay awake. For God has something greater for you. God is doing a new thing every day. He's doing a new thing every day. My brother, my sister, stay awake. Stay tuned in. Stay tuned in. Station G-O-D. It never goes off. Stay tuned in. It's always on 24-7. 24-7. Hallelujah. And as we come to the end of our closing, we come to section 11. We come to 11. And then it's what Paul is writing his letter to the church. And he goes and he closes it out with finally. He says, finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice. For full restoration. Rejoice for full restoration. He says here, don't just settle for a little. Just don't settle for half. Settle for it all. God wants you to be greedy in what you want of him. I know greedy might be a bitter word in the world, but God wants you to be greedy for him. God wants you to want more of him. Settle for the full restoration. And then he says that encourage one another. What I'm giving to you, don't hold it to yourself. Don't say it's mine and all mine. He's saying here, encourage one another. Be of one mind. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Encourage that brother. Encourage that sister. Encourage that aunt. Encourage that uncle. Encourage that child. Be of one mind. Get them on one accord. Get them on one accord. You have to write it down. Put it all over your house so that they see the word on a daily basis. And when they see it, they'll run with it. Write it down. Make it plain so that others, they can run with it. Pass it on. You can't have it for yourself. God is bigger than that. He's bigger than that. Pass it on. Give it to someone else. God may send someone your way. Or may have sent someone your way. My way. And we could have missed it. Missed the mark. Have you tried my faithful service? Go and talk to them. I guarantee you, they'll give you words of encouragement. I guarantee you they'll build you up and not tear you down. Find my faithful servant. Try her. Try her. I guarantee you she'll give you encouragement. I guarantee you she'll build you up and not tear you down. That's what Paul is saying here. Rejoice for what God has given you and I. Rejoice. And then we strive for full restoration. And then we encourage others that come our way. And when we do that, then we become one mind. It says be in one mind. What does one mind is? That means there's only one Christ. There's only one God. Be in one mind. All we think about, be in one mind. When you slip and you fall, oh, my goodness, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God, he held you up that time. Yeah, I don't blame you for thanking him, my sister. Wake up in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Get online. Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. Yeah, he woke me up too. Be in one mind. Rejoice. Strive for the fullness that he has to offer you. He has much more. He has much more for you. Yes, I'm talking to you. He has much more for you. Open up. Let him do a greater thing in you. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Be in one mind. And when we're all in one mind, then we can live in peace. Hallelujah. What's the kind of God we serve? Not a God of confusion, not a God of war, not a God of turmoil, but we can live in peace. And because we have done that and we have been obedient and we trust in who our Savior is and what he's doing in our lives, Paul goes on to say, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope someone was able to receive a word this evening from what was presented by Paul. And my interpretation came from the commentary of Peter Lang. You know, that's where my study came from, Peter Lang. That's the commentary that I used to share with you what thus the Lord has placed on my spirit. The mic's open. Any comments?
I am so full on tonight. I am so glad to be a son of the ministry. And right now I'm being led to pray for you because you poured into us. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you right now at this hour to touch your servant who has went deep down into all of that which you have taught him, not only through study, but through a personal life experiences, through what he has shared with us. And Lord, as he has poured into us, I'm asking you to pour back into him and to restore him, Father.
Yes.
For we know that once we're empty, then the enemy is trying to come and to attack us. And Lord, I'm asking right now, only that now that you fill him back up, but his wife comes to him right now and restore him back to the husband that he is and that he is going to be even the more. Lord, he needs her to minister to him. Touch both of them right now. And we ask it all this. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Words of prayer. Any other comments as we move forward to our closing? All mics are on. Amen. Amen. On that note, we're going to move forward. We have a lot of numbers on here. I don't hear any comments here, so I'm assuming that you are still chewing on the Word of God. And I just pray that if I stepped on your toes, I'm not apologizing. I'm not apologizing if I stepped on your toes. If you were encouraged, I am thankful for that. I pray that God, you receive the word from the Lord to help you on your journey. And I do thank you for being a part of this hour. This hour. Amen. Pastor Miles.
Wonderful word of encouragement.
I mean, your wife wanted to speak.
Oh, I didn't see her hand.
Yeah, wonderful word of encouragement. I thank you so much for sharing. I was smiling, and you know I'm your cheerleader.
I know.
I'm your cheerleader. But thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you to bring the word. We have to remember that faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
Hearing the word of the Lord, and everything that you said, you had the scripture, you went through the scripture line by line, precept by precept, and that's good teaching. Every time we speak God's word, every time we share this way, it increases not only the faith of those that are listening, but it increases our faith also. Faith of the speaker who is ministering as well. And I thank you for that. Hearing the word and increasing our faith renews our mind. And when our mind is renewed, we're more apt to speak the word.
Mm-hmm.
We're apt to walk the way we're supposed to walk.
Yes.
Walk it and talk it out. Doing things the way that Christ did. Good teaching. Good teaching. Thank you.
Very good. You brought the world with simplicity, power. I wish I was the kind of guy that did not have any hair on my head, because on tonight I was so full I had to get off the Zoom. You would make my dad your bitch. And I was on fire with that. You know how the preachers, the old preachers grab me like a head. It was one of the things that you said, and I would like to bring that many people may not have picked up on. And one of the things is when you were saying change of taste buds. Change of taste buds. Amen. I encourage anyone, download this to your computer. Go on to Blog Talk Radio. And when you go on to Blog Talk Radio, type it. We Can Begin Again. And what I want you to do, if you take a look on there, you'll see something that's next to a cloud. Click it, and it will download it to your computer. It's safe. I have an archive of messages in the past. This is one you want to have in the library. This is one that you want to share with one with another, because this is a powerful message for us today. Thank you. It's impolite to go behind a preacher, but you brought it tonight. Mm-hmm. Glad I ain't got time. You next week. God bless.
Amen. Pastor Clay, I enjoyed every bit of it, the word that you brought tonight, and I'm often reminded of examining myself. I say that all the time. I have to examine myself. This word is such an encouragement that we do. We need to examine ourselves to see if we are making the mark, that we are doing things the way God would have us to do them. And we're not talking about what someone else does, but what the Spirit of God moves on your heart and the right thing to do. And so I thank you for that word and the encouragement to all of us to examine ourselves. Amen.
Thank you so much for the encouragement, Reverend.
Yeah.
Okay, as I believe that we've given everybody an opportunity. We always like to give everyone an opportunity, but we thank you so much. I'm going to ask Dr. Suzanne if you just close out a prayer, please.
Father God, we praise you. When we gather together, the Spirit is leading us and guiding us, and to bring the word forth, dear Lord. Thank you. We ask for the represented in this. Thank you, Father God, those that are present and those that are not, that they're blessed. We thank you, Lord, that they have a good, rejuvenative night's sleep and a praying for us, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are replenished. God, with this energy, Father God. Oh, thank you, dear Lord, for the word that you gave him, Father God, and his obedience, dear Lord, and delivering the word. We praise you, thank you for the opportunity this evening. Good night, and all to all that are listening. And in Jesus' name, we pray that you have peace. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Good night, all.
can begin.